Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 High School Hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, state-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By The Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center, on the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And tonight in Warsaw, it is high school basketball on CJ Country, the Perry Yellow Jackets, and the Warsaw Tigers. Hello again, everybody. This is John Carlson. It's high school basketball. The Yellow Jackets of Perry under Coach Phil Wyant come in with a record of 3 wins and 1 loss. The Warsaw Tigers under Coach Travis Fenstermaker come in with a record of 0 wins, 4 losses. So the Tigers looking for their first win of the year, and the Yellow Jackets coming off their first loss of the year. So they'll look to get back on the winning track tonight. We're going to take a short break. We come back, we'll take a look at the two teams. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
Back in Warsaw, getting ready for the Perry Yellow Jackets and the Warsaw Tigers. Mentioned the Yellow Jackets, a record of 3 wins, 1 loss. They started out with a 81-40 victory over Holly. Came back again. We had here on TT Country, victorious 83-46 over Kento Savona. Then there was 71-49 last Friday night against Mount Morris at a home game. And then on Wednesday, they ran into a bus called Geneseo on the short end, 83-57 in that one. So for Perry so far this year, then led in scoring, J.T. Grover has a high of 21. Tyler Harvey has a high of 24. Also, Isaiah Hernandez has chipped in. He has a high of 14. And Parker Tallman with a high of 16. So good balance scoring for Perry. They're a younger team overall. They start the three sophomores and a couple of seniors. For the Tigers of Warsaw, they lost in the Warsaw Kiwanis opening season tournament. They lost to Byron Virgin 52-37. Came back, lost the consolation game to Pavilion by a count of 51-35. Game we had here on CJ Country last Friday night came up on short end against Keshequa 67-54, and then on Tuesday night against Kalamum. They're on the short end of 60-34. So, Braden Merritt's been their leading scorer so far. Also, a double digits at times from Cooper Shute and also Blake Chambers. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have first quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you. Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
And back in Perry, back in Warsaw, the Perry Yellow Jackets and the Warsaw Tigers. They're just introducing the Yellow Jackets right now. They are starting sophomore Isaiah Fernandez, senior Walker Briggs, senior Tyler Harvey, sophomore Parker Tallman, and sophomore John Thomas Grover. And for the Tigers of Warsaw, they will be starting junior Jake McIntyre, also junior Connor Joy, junior Braden Merritt, junior Cooper Shoup, and junior Blake Chambers. The Tigers, their opening roster for the season, they had all juniors on their roster. We mentioned Perry Young as well. They have three starting sophomores and two seniors. So both coaches looking, obviously you want to do as well as you can this season, but also hopefully build for the future and improve. So by the time the next season is over, you're playing your best ball. And the Tigers, the Yellow Jackets, off to a good start. They're 3-1. Tigers looking for their first victory of the year. Tigers, at times, have played well. They just need to really probably take better care of the ball. They have some good players on the team. And at times, you know, they've had good stretches where they play good ball, but it's not good enough to get their first victory of the season. And Perry's been outstanding so far, scoring 81, 83, 71, and then 57 for their goal the other night against Geneseo. So the Yellow Jackets have been good as far as distributing the ball and scoring as well. So the players are on the floor. Warsaw in their home white with the orange and black trim, and Perry in their way blue with the gold and white trim. Jumping setter, it'll be Freeze for Warsaw and Harvey for Perry. And we are underway. Ball knocked out of bounds. And referees kind of looking at each other. See, looks like they're going to give the ball to the Tigers of Warsaw. So Warsaw will have the first possession. Looks like Perry's going to start out playing man-to-man. And McIntyre with the inbounds pass to Shoup. Sends it over to Joy on the left side. Joy will give it to Shoup. And top of the key, it's Merritt. Back over to Joy. Joy on the left side. Swings it on the wing to Shoup, and it's intercepted. Going the other way, it's Hernandez. Hernandez lost the handle, gets it back. Shot is up off the rim, no good. And the rebound is collected by McIntyre. McIntyre might have got away with a palming there, but not called, and it's Tigers' ball. McIntyre top of the key. McIntyre being watched by Hernandez. Ball knocked away. Hernandez with another steal. He'll give it up to Grover. Grover goes in for a layup, and he will score. Grover with the first points of the game. And just like that, we get, I believe it's a turnover on Warsaw. So kind of a microcosm. What's plagued them so far is turning the ball over. Tigers will be in a 2-3 defense on the screen, and they send it into Grover. Grover for three. Nothing but net. JT Grover with 5 points in the less than 1 minute of play. Terry with a 5-0 lead. Grover almost came up to steal. Instead, he'll get a foul instead. So the first foul of the game goes on Perry. It's on John Thomas Grover. It'll be a Warsaw ball on the side. Shoot with the inbounds pass to McIntyre. McIntyre will give it back over to Shoot on the right side. Shoot being watched by Grover. Swings it over to Freeze, and the ball is intercepted. Going the other way is Briggs. Briggs lost the handle, but it's picked up by Tyler Harvey, and he will score. We're going to get a quick timeout from Coach Fenstermaker. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
.648 left first quarter. It is Perry leading Warsaw 7-0. Tigers off to a rough start. And a timeout from Coach Fenstermaker. And Shoot with the inbound pass to McIntyre. McIntyre being watched by Hernandez. Gets the ball into the front court. Takes it right down the lane. And shot is no good. Rebound grabbed by Hernandez. Hernandez will get it up to Tallman. And ball is knocked out of bounds. It will be Perry ball. With 6:35 left in the quarter. It will be Tallman to inbound. Tallman floats it into Harvey. Goes up, no good, and we're going to get a foul call on Warsaw. Well, Harvey will go to the line, shoot a couple free throws. Foul call went on Jaden Freeze's first, and that's the team's first. So the senior Tyler Harvey at the line. And off the rim, no good. He'll have one more. Second free throw from Harvey is off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Freeze. Freeze picks up his dribble. He'll give it to McIntyre. McIntyre goes behind his back, gets the ball into the front court, being watched by Hernandez. Hernandez is a ball hawk. He's has a lot of steals so far this season. To Freeze off the rim, no good. Rebound is controlled by Briggs. Briggs, a long pass, too tall for Grover, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Tigers ball in the backcourt. 7-0, Perry the lead. 6:13 left here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass goes to McIntyre. McIntyre being watched by Hernandez, will take it up the right side. Now he's double-teamed, floats it, and it's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Tallman. Tallman into the front court, and was fouled by McIntyre. So McIntyre with a foul, his first, the team's second, and it will be a shooting foul for Parker Tallman. Tallman at 13 in the lost Wednesday night at Geneseo. He makes the first of two. Second free throw, good. So Tallman hits them both. Exactly 2 minutes in, it's Perry 9 and Warsaw nothing. He bounced past to McIntyre. McIntyre into the front court. Finds Joy. Joy will take it in off the glass, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Harvey. The outlet to Grover. Grover will go in and he will score. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from OTS Collision Service in Warsaw. OTS handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, OTS will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. OTS Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
5:47 left, first quarter. It is Perry 11 and Warsaw nothing. And inbound pass comes in for Braden Merritt. Merritt into the front court. Picks up his dribble, and he'll give it to Shute. Shute tries to get it underneath, taken away by Grover. Grover into the front court. Tries to bounce pass, but it's intercepted by McIntyre. McIntyre will send it up to Joy. Joy bounce pass underneath. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Perry ball. And the Yellow Jackets get it into Hernandez. Hernandez up to Grover. Grover open for three, and it is good. John Thomas Grover has 10 points here in the first less than 3 minutes, so he's off to a great start. Now it shoots with the ball, and I think we're going to get another foul on Grover. So Grover with a couple fouls, and he might need to. Well, we'll see what Coach Wyatt will do. That's two on Grover. He also has 10 points, so I think he's going to. Coach Wyatt will let him play, just tell him be careful. And it's going to be shoot looking to inbound. Floats it into Hernandez, ball kicked. And it'll be the Tigers ball on the side. Shute will look to inbound. Does so to McIntyre. McIntyre, top of the key. Over to the left side to Joy. Joy will give it back out to McIntyre. Joy. Joy on the left side. Now hands it to McIntyre. McIntyre gets the ball into the corner. It goes out of bounce, and it's going to be Perry ball. To get it up to a Briggs. Briggs will hand it to Harvey. Harvey's shot is no good. Merritt with a rebound. Braden Merritt into the front court for Warsaw. Merritt takes it right down the lane. Scoop shot is no good. Gets his own rebound off the glass and good. So Braden Merritt does it himself with a rebound. Goes end to end. And Warsaw has their first point. Get it underneath to Harvey. Harvey shot off the glass, and good. Tyler Harvey with two baskets. He has 4 points, and it's 16-2. Perry with a lead, 4:13 left, first quarter. Now it's Merritt with it. Merritt will send it out to Joy. Joy into the lane. Now picks up his dribble, tries to get it underneath. It's taken away. Going the other way, it is Harvey. Harvey will go in for the layup, and he will score. Tyler Harvey with the third basket of the game. He has 6 points. And it's all Perry so far, 18-2. Merritt into the front court. Merritt double teamed and tries to step through the double team. I think I say it was a held ball. And so it's going to be Perry ball. Substitution for Perry. Briggs will have a rest. And we'll see who else is coming out. Perry Olson will check in, as will Zach Baker. Baker with the ball, sends it out to Tallman. Tallman into the lane, runner no good. I'm going to say the Tiger player got all ball, so Merritt into the front court. Braden Merritt right down the lane, shot is no good. Tries to get his own rebound, ball on the floor out of bounds, and Tigers will maintain possession. So it's Tigers ball, 3:20 left first quarter. But it's all Perry so far, 18-2. McIntyre will look to inbound. McIntyre looking. He'll float it in to Shute. Shute with the ball on the left side. Shute now has the ball on the right side. Take it down into the lane. Shot is up and good. So Cooper Shute with his first points of the game. And it's 18-4. We're going to get a palming violation called on the Yellow Jackets. Baker, Zach Baker, called for palming, and so it'll be Tigers ball on the side. Baker just a sophomore. A lot of youth on the floor for both teams. Underneath the Merritt. Merritt's shot is off the rim. No good. And the rebound secured by Olsen. Olsen gives it up to Ferraletto. Underneath to Tyler Harvey. And another basket. Harvey off to a great start. He has 8 points. Grover has 10. And Perry with a 20-4 lead. Merritt front, into the front court for Warsaw. That's Braden Merritt with the ball. Hits the floor. We're going to get a foul call. That will go on Parker Tallman. Tallman's foul is his first. And so it'll be Tigers ball on the side, and it'll be shoot to inbound. 2:40 left first quarter, fresh 35 for Warsaw on the shot clock. Inbound pass comes to Joy. Joy takes the ball to the top of the key. He'll hand it to McIntyre. McIntyre, bounce pass underneath to shoot, double team, back out to McIntyre. Jumper is off the rim, no good. Merritt with the rebound, pull back, no good. And it ends up in the hands of McIntyre. His shot is no good. And the rebound to Harvey. Harvey into the front court, had the ball knocked away. They're going to say it was a over and back violation on Harvey. So it goes into the back court, and it'll be Tiger ball on the side. 2:16 left first quarter. And it'll be shoot to inbound. Shoot with the inbound to Joy. Joy takes the ball into the right corner. Gets it underneath to Merritt. Back out to Joy. Joy will give it to shoot. Shoot in the right corner. Thought about it. Now we'll give it to Joy. Joy floats it into Merritt. Merritt off the glass and good. Braden Merritt with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points. Tigers have six. Now it's Tallman into the front court, off the glass, and good. Parker Tallman with his first basket of the game. He has 4 points. And it's Tiger's ball. McIntyre with it. McIntyre into the front court. Takes it right down the lane. Gives it to Fries. Baseline is no good. Tallman going the other way for Perry. Tallman will take it into the lane. Shot is off the glass, and good. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Perry 24 and Warsaw 6. 1:27 left first quarter. Inbound pass to Merritt. Merritt into the front court, picks up his dribble, floats it over to shoot. This is to McIntyre. Kick it into the corner to Joy for three. It's off the mark. No good. And going the other way for Perry. It is Harvey. Harvey bounce pass is knocked away, goes out of bounds, and it will be last touch by the Tigers. So it will be Yellow Jackets ball on the side. And that will be Olsen to inbound. Olsen with the inbounds pass to Tallman. Olsen, just a freshman. We mentioned a lot of youth on the floor for both teams. Warsaw with a bunch of juniors, and Perry with some sophomores and a freshman. In the baseline, the shot is no good. Tapped around, picked up by Merritt. Merritt floats it up to shoot. Shoot will take it down underneath. Shot is no good. And the rebound kicked out to Harvey. Harvey into the lane, off the glass, no good, and we're going to get a foul call. And Harvey will go to the line, shoot a couple. So Tyler Harvey back to the line for Perry, misses first two free throws. Foul call went on McIntyre, that is his second free throw. This one is good for Harvey. So Harvey now with 9 points in the game. Harvey has 9. Grover has 10. And Tallman has 6 for the Yellow Jackets. They have 25 points. And with just over 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Second free throw from Harvey is around the rim and out. And the rebound controlled by Merritt. Braden Merritt into the front court for the Tigers, being watched by Grover. Sends it over. Now they get it underneath to Chambers. Chambers in the lane. They're going to get an offensive foul call. Foul drawn by Olsen. And Chambers called for the offensive foul. Coach Fenster-Laker looking for an explanation from the referee about it. But Perry ball in the front court. It is Grover with the ball on the right side. Now they'll back it out. Shot clock turned off. Perry will play for 1. 15 seconds left in the quarter. It is Grover. Sending it back to Baker. Baker. Now it's Grover in the corner. Tries to get it underneath. It's intercepted by Shute. Shute into the front court for Warsaw. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass underneath to Merritt off the glass. Score the basket and the foul. So Braden Merritt with a basket. And just 1 second left in the first quarter. And the Tigers looking for a little spark here at the end of the quarter. Merritt with 6 points in the quarter. Chance to add to that here. Foul call went on Ferroletto for Perry. That's his first, the team's fourth. Free throw is off the rim, no good. And that will do it. At the end of one, it is Perry 25, Warsaw 8. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. 2 floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
It is Perry 25 and Warsaw 8 as we get set to start the second quarter. And it will be Tigers ball. Merritt on the floor for Warsaw, as is Shute, Chambers, Yusurov, and also Pineda on the floor for Warsaw. And Merritt will give it to Shute. Shute with the ball on the right side. Back over to Merritt. Merritt in the foul line area. Gets it underneath. Off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Grover. Grover into the front court for Perry. Pulls up. Now who sends it over to Tallman. Tallman in the lane. Kick it back out to Grover for 3. It's off the rim. No good. And the Tigers will rebound. The outlet pass picked off by Merritt. Merritt will go in for a layup, and he will score. Braden Merritt for the basket. And it's 25-10. Perry with the lead. Tallman into the front court. Takes it right down the lane. Shot is no good. Chambers with a rebound. Chambers looking for some help. He'll give it to Shute. Shute into the front court, being watched by Fernandez. And Shute still with a dribble. Top of the key. He'll give it over on the right side. Now he takes the return pass. Shot is off the glass and good. Cooper Shute with a basket. He has 4 points in the game. So the Tigers showing some life. They trail 25-12. Just under 7 minutes left, second quarter. Tallman with the ball. The floater is off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Merritt. Merritt will bring it up himself. Merritt into the front court. Off the glass and good. Braden Merritt with a basket. Coach Wine doesn't like what he sees. He does take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab. and the Advanced Manufacturing and Skilled Trades Lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Perry 25, Warsaw 14. The Tigers have scored the first 6 points here in the second quarter. Also within the 11. It's Hernandez with the ball for Perry. Gives it to Tallman. Now it's Grover, top of the key. Grover picks up his dribble. Give it out to Tallman on the left wing. Floats it into the lane. Kick it back out to Grover. Long range three-pointer is good. Three-pointer for John Thomas Grover. He hit 13 total. And the Yellow Jackets lead by 14. It's 28-14. Grover on the floor for Perry along with Hernandez, also Briggs, Tallman, and Paroletto. Tigers ball and it's Chambers underneath. Lost the handle. Picked up Tallman. The outlet pass to Grover. Grover go in and the shot is no good. We'll get a blocking foul call. And that will go on Cooper Shute. So Shute for Warsaw with the blocking foul. And it will be, I think it's going to be a shooting foul, but maybe not. Now Grover will go to the line near the wet spot on the floor. They're just working on that. So Grover will go to the line. Foul on Shute is his first. That's the team's first here in the second quarter. And it's Grover at the line. First free throw is no good. Perry now 3 of 7 from the line. Harvey will check back in, and Briggs will have a rest for Coach Wyatt. One more free throw coming from Grover, and that one is off the rim. No good, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. Shute will look to inbound for Warsaw. And looking for Merritt. Merritt takes the inbound pass, being watched by Hernandez. Merritt into the front court, has the ball on the right side. Now picks up his dribble, give it into the lane to a Shute. He'll back it out, kicks it over. And now it's Merritt on the right side. Three-pointer is off the rim, no good. Long rebound picked off by Hernandez. Hit it into the front court to Grover. Grover into the lane. Scoop shot is no good, but Chambers will draw the foul. A foul call will go on Blake Chambers, and Grover back to the line for Perry. Foul on Chambers is his second. So Chambers and McIntyre, two fouls apiece. Grover, no hesitation this time, and hits the first of the two free throws. He now has 14, make it 15. Hits them both. So Grover with 15, and Perry's lead back up to 16. Shoot with the inbound pass to Merritt. Merritt into the front court, being watched by Hernandez. Kick it in the right side. Now Merritt takes a return pass, and he will score. Braden Merritt having a nice first half, 12 points. And it's Perry ball. Tallman with it into the lane. Kick it out to Grover. Grover hesitates. Now he'll back it out himself. Take it out top of the key. Now into the lane. Over, and Hernandez shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound is kicked off by Panada for Warsaw. Outlet pass to Merritt. Merritt up the left side. Gets it into the corner. Chambers short jumper. Good. The baseline jumper by Blake Chambers. His first point of the game. Now Grover with it. Takes it down the right wing. Baseline jumper off the mark. No good. It's Tigers ball. Shute will look for Merritt. Finds him, and he will score the layup. So Braden Merritt, now 14 points in the half. Tigers back to within 10. Perry had an outstanding start. Tigers trying to claw their way back into the game. It's Tallman with the ball for Perry. 4:20 left in the half. Over to Grover for three. This was off the mark. No good. Rebound ball on the floor. Tigers come up with it. Grover comes up with a steal, and we're going to get a foul call on Warsaw. I think it's going to go on Shute again, I believe. And if so, that's his second. So Shute, McIntyre, and Chambers, all two fouls apiece for Warsaw. For Perry, Olsen checking back in. And it will be Tallman to look to inbound for the Yellow Jackets. Tallman will float it into Grover. Grover with the ball, top of the key, being watched by Shute. Now we'll give it over on the right side to Tallman. Now Hernandez will take it right down the lane. blocked by Chambers going the other way. Shoot, looking for Merritt, but it's intercepted. Pirro go the other way. It's Hernandez, and it's a layup for Isaiah Hernandez. His first point of the game. And Perry in front by 12. 3:50 left in the half. Merritt's shot is blocked by Coleman. Ball on the floor. Merritt gets it right back. Kicks it over to Panetta. His shot is up and good. DK Panetta with the first point of the game. And it's 32-22. Perry with the lead. 3.5 minutes left in the first half. It is Hernandez over to Grover. Grover, Hernandez. Swing it over on the left side to Tallman. Now it's Grover again. Grover on the left side. Now they get it into the lane to Harvey off the glass. And good. Tyler Harvey with a basket. That's 11 points for Harvey. And it's going to be Tigers ball. Inbound pass to Merritt. Merritt with the ball on the right side. We're going to get a foul call on Perry. That's going to be on Hernandez. So Isaiah Hernandez with his first foul. That's the team's first here in the second quarter. Just over 3 minutes left in the half. It'll be Tigers ball on the side. And it will be shoot to do the inbound duties for the Tigers. Bolts it in. It's intercepted by Harvey. Harvey will go in, and he will score. Tyler Harvey with a basket. He has 13 points. Harry back in front by 14. Now it's shoot with the ball. Takes it into the lane. The floater off the rim. No good. Chambers' shot is no good. And Harry gets the ball into the front court. Harvey, reverse layup is good. Tyler Harvey with a basket. He has 15 points. And shoot looking to inbound. It's intercepted by Grover. Grover pulls up for the three-pointer, and he will hit it. Grover with a basket. He has 18 points total. And get a substitution. Fernando will check out. And for Warsaw, Jaden Freeze will check back in with 2:26 left in the half. Harry all over Warsaw, 41-22. It'll be shoot to inbound. And gets it into Freeze. It's intercepted. Tallman with the ball. Finds Grover. Grover will back it out into the right corner. Grover and nearly stolen away. But Perry gets possession back. Grover open for three. And we're going to get a foul call. And it's going to be three shots coming for JT Grover. I'm going to say no shot. So Grover took a three-point shot. The referee, I don't understand why he's not shooting three, but it's a Perry ball on the side. Ball call one on Freeze. That's his second. So Freeze, McIntyre, shoot, and Chambers, all two fouls apiece. Grover with the inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman will give it over to Hernandez. Hernandez to Grover. Grover in the left corner. To Tallman, get it into the lane, turn around, is off the rim, and good. The basket by Olsen, his first point. So Lakin Olsen with his first point of the game. Now it's Joy with the ball. Give it out to McIntyre. McIntyre, get it into the lane to Chambers. Chambers off the glass, good. Lake Chambers, it is the second best of the game. He has 4 points. It's 43-24, Perry with the lead. And Tallman will give it to Hernandez. Back over to Tallman. Tallman to Grover. Grover on the right side. Kick it into the lane. Bounce pass underneath to Harvey. Reverse layup. Good. Tyler Harvey now 17 points. So he and Grover putting on a show. Grover has 18. And Merritt has the ball taken away by Hernandez. Hernandez tracks it down, and he will score. Isaiah Hernandez with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points total. Freeze, and we are going to have a turnover on the Tigers. 5 second violation. 47-24. Perry with the lead. Tallman looking to inbound just so. shot is no good. Putback is good by Harvey. Tyler Harvey, right place, right time. He has 19 points. Intercepted by Hernandez. Hernandez, ball kicked out of bounds by Shute. And it will be Perry ball with 50 seconds left in the half. It's 49-24. Perry with the lead. And it'll be Tallman with the inbounds pass. A little too hot for Harvey, picked up by Joy. Joy has the ball knocked away, picked up by Harvey. He goes in, and we will get a foul call. Harvey will go to the line, foul on Joy. Connor Joy with a foul. That'll be his first. And Tyler Harvey back to the line. Harvey is 1 of 4 from the line so far. 43 seconds left in the half, 49-24, Perry with the lead. Free throw is no good. Harvey might be doing some free throw shooting practice. He's now 1 of 5, but he's having an outstanding first half. 19 points in the first half for Tyler Harvey. Baker checks in. Grover will check out for the last 43 seconds. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Chambers with a rebound for Warsaw. Gives it to Shute. Shute into the front court. Goes behind his back. Still has his dribble. Top of the key. Over on the right side. Now they get it into the lane to Chambers. Going to get a blocking foul call on Perry. That'll go on Olsen. So Olsen fouls his first. Trying to draw the third on Chambers, but the foul called on Olsen this time. And going to be Chambers going to the line. Not really sure why this is a shooting foul, but Chambers at the line with just over 30 seconds left in the half. Free throw is no good. You'll have one more. Chambers with 4 points in the game. And takes the ball from the referee. Second free throw on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound picked off by Tallman. Tallman into the front court. And he'll send it over to Harvey. Now Tallman with the ball. 20 seconds left in the half. I think Perry will try to play for one here. Tallman patiently dribbling out near midcourt. Checking the clock. 12 seconds left in the half. Give it over to Hernandez. Hernandez into the corner. Back out to Hernandez. Over to Tallman. 4 seconds left. Tallman long range. No good. Harvey takes the basket and he will score at the half. At the half, it is Harry 49 and Warsaw 24. We'll be back with halftime stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small-town convenience stores and fueling stations with high-quality customer service.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
John Carlson with you here in Warsaw Central School, where the Perry Yellow Jackets are over the Warsaw Tigers at the half, 51-24. We'll run down the scoring first for the Yellow Jackets under Coach Phil Wyant. 25 points in the first quarter, 26 points in the second quarter for a total of 51. And they were led in scoring at first half by Tyler Harvey with 21 points. And then it was Johnson Thomas Grover. He had 18 points. Parker Tallman with 6. Isaiah Hernandez with 4. And Lakin Olson with 2. No foul trouble to speak of for Perry, although Grover has 2 fouls. Perry shooting, well, they're 3 of 6 from the line in the first quarter, and then 2 of 6 from the line in the second quarter. So that makes them 5 of 12 overall. So that's really about the only thing that's not going well for Perry is their foul shooting. For the Tigers, they scored 8 in the first. They came back with 16 in the second, and they were led in scoring the first half by Braden Merritt with 7 two-point field goals, a total of 14 points. Cooper Shute with 2 two-point field goals, a total of 4. Blake Chambers with a couple field goals, a total of 4 points, and T.K. Pineda with a field goal. And for the Tigers, they just attempted 2 free throws and missed them both. Foul trouble for Warsaw, McIntyre, Shute, Freeze, and Chambers, all with 2 fouls apiece. So Yellow Jackets comfortably in front. There was at times in the second quarter, the Tigers got back to within 10, but then Perry just stepped on the gas and opened it up to their lead at the half. They keep going back and forth. They had 49, now they had 51, now they have 49 back on the score board. So maybe that last field goal from Harvey was not good. But anyway, we'll check on that. In the meantime, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some of the other teams that are in action tonight. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
At the half, it is Perry 49, Warsaw 26. We'll take a look at some of the other area teams that are in action tonight. Keshequa is playing at Pavilion. Also, York is playing at Mount Morris. Avon is at Leroy. Haverling is at Danville. Livonia is at Wayland-Cohocton. Calmum is at Geneseo. That's all Livingston County action. And Genesee Region action, long ways from here. Attica and Alexander are playing at the Rocket Arena in Cleveland. Take a look at some of the standings so far. Some of the teams locally, Leroy in Class B1 with a record of 3 wins, 1 loss. In Class B2, Avon, off the usual good start, they have 3 wins, 1 loss. Class C1, Geneseo, 5-1. Byron Burgeon, 3-1. Calmum, 2-1. And in Class C2, outstanding start for Fillmore. They have 6 wins, no losses. Notre Dame with a record of 4 wins, 1 loss. Perry right here tonight, they're looking good, heading towards a 4-1 record if they can win tonight. And so that's what some of the teams that are doing well so far in local action so far this year. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
If you talk, they will hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
And we're set to start the second half. Perry leading Warsaw 49-26. We'll check the starters for Warsaw. Looks like they have McIntyre, Joy, Merritt, Freeze, and Shute. For Perry, it'll be Hernandez, Grover, Harvey, Tallman, and Briggs. So the original starters on the floor, and it's McIntyre coming up with a steal for the Tigers. McIntyre into the front court. Pulls it over to Merritt. Merritt underneath. We're going to get a foul call on Perry. So Warsaw looking to get off to a quick start here in the second half, try to get back into the game. And the foul call will go on Briggs, Walker Briggs for Perry, as it's his first. McIntyre with the inbounds pass. A little too far for Joy, goes out of bounds. And it'll be Perry ball. Hernandez with the inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman into the front court, takes it up the left side. Warsaw back into a 2-3 zone. Tallman to Hernandez over on the right side to Grover. Over, start surveying, now give it back to Hernandez. Hernandez stopped the key over on the left side to Tallman. Tallman will give it to Harvey. Harvey into the lane, being watched by Merritt. Kicks it out to Hernandez. Hernandez into the lane, rejection by Merritt. Freeze with the ball for the Tigers. Freeze into the front court. Bounce pass to Merritt. Merritt double teamed, has the ball knocked away. Going the other way to Tallman. Tallman to Fernandez. Fernandez going into the layup. And we're going to get a block shot by McIntyre, but also hit him with a body. So the foul call on McIntyre will be his third. And for Perry, Isaiah Hernandez will go to the line. He'll shoot two. It'll be first free throw attempts of the evening for Hernandez. A couple field goals in the first half, 4 points. This one off the mark, no good. Mentioned Perry not shooting well from the free throw line, just 5 of 13. Something they want to work on as the season progresses. Second free throw is good. So 1 of 2 for Hernandez. And Perry with an even 50 points. With 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. And shoot with the ball into the front court. Shoot with a bounce pass to Merritt. Merritt will hand it out to Joy on the right side. Close it into Merritt. Merritt faces a double team and is fouled. So we'll get a foul call on Perry. I think it's going to be, unless you're going to call it on Harvey. So Tyler Harvey with his first foul. It's McIntyre looking to inbound. McIntyre. Now we'll float it back to Joy. Joy brings the ball into the front court, being watched by Hernandez. Hernandez comes up with a steal. Joy knocks it back to McIntyre. McIntyre to Merritt. Merritt's shot is off the mark. No good. Good defense here by Perry. Harvey, the outlet pass to Grover. Grover has the ball. Now he'll back it out. Takes it into the left corner. Gives it to Tallman. Tallman, they swing it around to Hernandez. Pulls it back over to Grover. Grover for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Harvey. Shot is no good. And Merritt comes up with the ball for Warsaw. Layden Merritt gets the ball into the front court. Pulls up at the foul line. The jumper off the glass. No good. Ball on the floor. And it's Hernandez going the other way for Perry. Hernandez down the lane underneath to Harvey. And he will score. Tyler Harvey with a basket. He has 21 in the game for Perry. And Grover with a steal, floats it to Hernandez. Hernandez goes in for the layup, and he will score. Isaiah Hernandez now 7 points in the game. It's 54-26. Perry with the lead. Now it's McIntyre into the front court. McIntyre, kick it over to Freeze off the glass for the basket and the foul. I think the foul is going to go on Briggs. That'll be his second. And the basket by Freeze, Jaden Freeze. And he will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. First field goal of the night for Freeze. Free throw is around the rim and out. Rebound grabbed by Harvey. Harvey with the outlet pass to Tallman. Tallman into the front court. Kick it over to Grover. Grover into the lane. He kicks it out to Hernandez. Hernandez pulls up for the jumper. Off the rim, no good. Underneath, Grover comes up with the rebound. Bounce pass to Harvey. Harvey off the glass, no good. Ball on the floor. Joy will pick it up. Joy into the front court. Dishes it out to Shoot for three, and it's good. Three-pointer for Cooper Shoot. He has 7 points in the game. Now it's Harvey with the ball. Drives baseline. Loses a handle. Picked up by Joy, but Harvey gets the back, and the ball knocked out of bounds. I think we're going to get a foul call on Joy. So Connor Joy with a foul. That'll be his second. And we'll get substitution. Chambers will check in for Warsaw. Freeze will have a rest. And it'll be Yellow Jackets ball on the side. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman will give it to Hernandez. Back out to Tallman, top of the key. Bounce pass underneath to Harvey. Reverse layup, no good. Gets it back off the glass, no good. Merritt with a rebound for Warsaw. Tries to split the defenders. Harvey picks it off. Gives it to Tallman. Tallman will score. Parker Tallman in the basket. He has 8 points. Now McIntyre with the inbounds pass to Shoot. Back to McIntyre. McIntyre down the lane. Chambers. Baseline jumper no good. Merritt comes up with a rebound. Merritt kick it out to Shoot for three. It's off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound to Joy. Joy bounce pass in the lane. Merritt comes up with a ball. They're going to say it was a held ball. And I think it's going to be Tigers ball underneath. 4:25 left, third quarter. It'll be McIntyre to inbound. A couple of substitutions for the Yellow Jackets. Ferraletto checking back in, as will Olson. and it is Hernandez and Briggs. We'll have a rest for Coach Wyatt. McIntyre looking to inbound. Floats it into Joy. Joy will give it back to McIntyre. Gets it into Chambers. Chambers in the lane. Kick it out. McIntyre. Joy. Three. Good. Three-pointer for Connor Joy. His first point for the game. Tigers trailing 56-34 halfway through the third quarter. It's Harvey in the lane. Double team. And we're going to get, I think, just a held ball between Harvey and Joy. The one referee, I think. Now they're going to call it. They're going to call a foul on Joy. Now Warsaw comes up with the ball. It's McIntyre into the front court. Bounce pass to Shoot, and he will score. Cooper Shoot with a basket, and we are going to get a timeout from Coach Wyatt with 3:54 left in the third quarter. It is Perry leading Warsaw 56-36, and a couple broadcasts coming up. Next broadcast coming your way on Monday. We will be in Perry. It will be Letchworth at Perry. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. And then next Saturday night, we'll be in Oakfield. Letchworth, the boys and girls are playing all day up there. The boys' JVs and varsity, the girls' JV and varsity. The boys' varsity game scheduled to start about 6:15. So that's next Saturday. Trip up to Oakfield. It'll be Letchworth at Oakfield. So a couple Letchworth Legends games coming your way next week. It is Perry ball. Inbounds pass comes to Tallman. Tallman into the front court. Gets the ball top of the key. Over on the left side. Now back out to Tallman. Get it into the lane to Harvey. Harvey to Tallman. Tallman will kick it over to Grover. Wide open. And it's around the rim and out. Rebound grabbed by Chambers. Chambers triple team. And I think we're going to get a foul call on Perry. It might be on Harvey. It looks like, yeah, it is Harvey. So that is his second foul. And it's Warsaw ball. McIntyre with it. McIntyre lost the handle. Hits the floor. Merritt comes up with a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound is controlled by Harvey. Harvey into the front court for Perry. Takes it right down the lane. And shot is up. Score the basket and the foul. Tyler Harvey with a basket. He now has 23 points in the game. And he'll go to the line. Foul call went on Chambers. That is his third. And Harvey at the line. Free throw is no good. I don't think they changed the score. They still have 56-36. Chambers comes up with a ball for Perry. Now it's Merritt with it. Merritt floats it into Chambers. Chambers in the lane. Pump fake. Off the glass. No good. Ball is controlled by Harvey. Harvey going the other way. The outlet to Grover. Grover will score. JT Grover now with 20 points in the game. And it's Perry leading. Inbounds pass to Freeze. Freeze will bring it into the front court. Splits a double team. Gets a shot up off the glass and good. Outstanding effort there by Jaden Freeze. He has 4 points in the quarter and in the game. Perry ball in the front court. Kick it over to Harvey. Finds Tallman underneath all alone and the basket. That is Lincoln Olsen. Now he has 4 points in the game. And it's Merritt with the ball for Perry. Just over 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Olsen will float it into Joy. Joy driving baseline. Short jumper off the mark. No good. Merritt comes up with a loose change. No good. Chambers has a shot blocked. Gets it back. Kicks it out. And the shot is up. No good. Back to Freeze. Freeze to Joy for three. No good. And the long rebound picked off by the Yellow Jackets. Into the front court. It is Grover. Grover underneath off the glass. No good. And we will get a foul call. It will be John Thomas Grover heading to the line, shoot a couple free throws, and the foul call went on Shoot. That is his third. And at the line, it is Grover. Free throw is off the rim, no good. He'll have one more. Grover, 2 of 5 from the line. Freeze will check out, and Usarov will check in for Warsaw. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound picked off by Chambers. Gives it to Merritt. Merritt has the ball knocked away. It's Tallman with it. Tallman to Grover. Shot is no good, and a foul call on Warsaw. So Grover will go back to the line. He's struggled there tonight, just 2 of 6 from the line so far. I'll call one on Chambers. That is his fourth. At the line, it is the sophomore, Jonathan Thomas Grover. Free throw off the rim, no good. He has 20 points in the game. And he'll have one more free throw here. 1:39 left third quarter. Free throw is good. All right, so Grover hits that one. He has 21 points total. And it's Tigers ball. And it's Merritt with it. Merritt being watched by Tallman. Now faces double team. Is it shoot? Shoot. We'll kick it into Joy for 3. It's off the mark. No good. Merritt had his hands on it. Going the other way for Perry. It is Harvey. Harvey takes it underneath. Shot is no good. And Tigers going the other way. And it's intercepted by Tallman. Tallman has it underneath. Scoop shot is no good. Rebound grabbed by Harvey. His shot is good. Tyler Harvey with a basket. He has 25. And it's a 25-point Perry lead. They come up with another steal. Harvey with it. Lost the handle. Picked off by Merritt. Merritt will go the other way for Warsaw. Merritt to the basket. Shot is up. No good. Chambers comes up with a loose ball. His shot is no good. Chambers again. And good. So Blake Chambers rewarded for his persistence there. A couple offensive rebounds. Scores the basket. And Perry with a ball and about a 10-second differential, game clock and shot clock here at the end of the third quarter. Bounce pass underneath, kick it out, and ball on the floor. Yellow Jackets still have it. I think we are going to get a foul call on Warsaw. And we'll get free throws coming from Perry here. And it's going to be Harvey at the line. Foul call went on Usarov. That'll be his first. And Harvey at the line. Free throw on the way is good. So Harvey with 26 points in the game. Joy will have a rest as McIntyre checks back in. And Harvey's second free throw is good. So he hits them both. 2 of 3 from the line here in the third quarter. It's a 65-40 lead for Perry. Now McIntyre's going to draw a foul. That'll be on Grover. I think that'll be his third. So he's the first Yellow Jacket to hit 3 fouls. And we'll have free throws at the other end. For Warsaw, it will be Cooper Shute at the line. This will be his first free throw attempts of the evening. On the way, and good. So shoot in double digits as he hits 10 points with that made free throw. First made free throw for Warsaw this evening. They're 1 of 4, and now they are 2 of 5. So shoot hits them both. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. 65-42, Perry with a lead. And it's Grover with the ball on the right side. Kick it out to Tallman. Tallman into the lane. The floater is no good. Chambers comes up with a rebound. Chambers, the outlet pass to McIntyre. 5 seconds left in the quarter. McIntyre pulls up. Foul line jumper. Off the mark. No good. Tallman comes up with a rebound. That will do it. At the end of 3, it is Perry 65 and Warsaw 42. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
WCJW Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York CJ Country.
And we are ready to start the fourth quarter. Perry in control, 65-42. They led 25-8 at the first quarter, 49-24 at the end of the second quarter, and 65-42 as we head into the fourth. It's Grover with the ball on the left side. Has the ball knocked away, but gets his dribble back. Now he'll give it out to Briggs. Briggs finds Tallman, top of the key. Warsaw in a 2-3 zone. Perry works the ball around the perimeter. Harvey will give it to Tallman. Short jumper is good. Parker Tallman in double digits now with 10 points. Leading score for Perry so far is Tyler Harvey with 27. Grover has 21. And it's McIntyre with the ball for Warsaw. McIntyre gets it underneath to Merritt, and he will score. Braden Merritt with a basket. He has 16 points. Perry ball in the front court. It is Tallman. On the right side, now has the ball top of the key, over to Grover on the left side. Back to Tallman, top of the key. Tallman, couple dribbles. Now they work the ball around the perimeter. Grover now on the right side. Grover on the wing, step back, three-pointer is good. Grover with 24 points in the game for Perry. So Grover 24 and Harvey 27, and Perry comes up with a loose ball. There's Tallman with it. Tallman out to Grover for another three. No good, but a foul call. And that's going to go on McIntyre. So McIntyre's foul, that'll be his fourth. And this time it will be a three-point free throw shots coming your way for JT Grover. Grover is free throw no good. He's struggled from the line tonight. 1 of 5 in the second half, and 3 of 9 overall. Make that 3 of 10. He misses them both. Substitution for Perry as Baker will check back in. Grover, third free throw is no good. Missed them all, and it is Tigers ball. Chambers close it up to Merritt. Merritt underneath. And we're going to get a foul call on Perry. 6:36 left. Perry in command, and it's going to say it was not a shooting foul. Grover will check out, and Hernandez back in for the Yellow Jackets under Coach Bill Wyant. McIntyre will look to inbound and post it in to shoot. Back over to McIntyre. McIntyre on the right wing. Gets it underneath Chambers, and a ball knocked away, picked up by Hernandez. Hernandez into the front court. Give it to Briggs. Back out to Tallman. Tallman finds Harvey underneath and score the basket and the foul. Foul on Blake Chambers. I think that is 5 for Chambers, so he is done for the night. He will leave with 6 points. And Tyler Harvey will go to the line with 29. Chance to make it an even 30 here. As Pineda will check back in for the Tigers. Chambers done for the night with 3 field goals and a total of 6 points. Harvey's second free throw, or excuse me, first free throw good. He hits the 3-point play. He has an even 30 in the game. Now it's McIntyre into the front court. McIntyre will give it to Pineda. Now it's Shute with the ball on the right wing. Shute back out to McIntyre. McIntyre almost lost the handle, but still has it. 18 on the shot clock. Now we'll give it to Pineda. Floats it in to Merritt. Merritt, double team. Work the ball around the perimeter to Shute for 3. It is good. The 3-pointer for Cooper Shute. That's his second three-pointer of the game. He has 14. So 14 for Shoot and Merritt with 16 for Warsaw, but they trail 73-47, 5.5 minutes left. Tallman, short jumper is good. Parker Tallman now with 12 points in the game. Inbounds pass to Shoot, and we're going to get a foul call on Perry. That'll go on Hernandez for Isaiah Hernandez. That is his second foul. And it'll be Perry ball on the side. Shoot will look to inbound. Shoot with the inbounds pass to McIntyre. McIntyre gets it underneath to Shoot. Shot is off the glass and good. Another nice move there for Cooper Shoot. He's up to 16 points in the game. Tallman into the front court for Perry. Kick it over on the right side to Hernandez. Hernandez skip pass to Briggs. Work the ball back out to Tallman. Now Briggs at the foul line in the lane. Off the glass and good. Walker Briggs with his first points of the game. Inbounds pass to McIntyre as we go under 5 minutes left. Perry 77, Warsaw 49. McIntyre up the left side for the Tigers. Gets it into the lane. Harvey comes up with a loose ball, finds Hernandez. Hernandez will go in for the layup, and he will score. Isaiah Hernandez with 9. Inbounds pass to Merritt. Merritt on the right side for the Tigers. Pulls up for the three-pointer. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound put back by Freeze, no good. Rebound to Hernandez. Isaiah Hernandez, another good all-around game for Perry. And he gives the ball to Tallman. Back over to Hernandez. Get the ball into the wing to Hernandez. Now get it underneath to Briggs. Briggs will kick it out to Tallman in the corner. And we're going to get a foul call on Warsaw. That's going to be on Pineda. That will be his first. Substitutions as McIntyre will check out. Alex Guy has checked in for the Tigers. Grover back on for Perry. And it's Hernandez with the ball. Get it underneath to Briggs. Briggs will kick it out. The three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by Merritt. Merritt double-team. Splits the double-team. Will break the ball into the front court. Merritt takes it down into the lane. And we'll get a foul call on Perry. That'll be Walker Briggs. That'll be his third. And the team's third. Here with 3:46 left. And it's going to be Alex Guy to inbound for the Tigers. Guy looking, and gets it into Russeroff, sends it out to Shoot for three. It's off the rim, no good. Tapped around, picked off by Grover. Grover brings it into the front court for Perry. Grover still with the dribble. Kick it out into the corner. Baseline jumper is off the mark. No good. Tapped around. Picked up by Merritt. Merritt with the ball for Warsaw. Brings it into the front court with 3:20 left. Perry in command by 30 points. Merritt. Fine shoot. Back to Merritt. Short jumper is good. Braden Merritt with the basket. He has 18 points. And it's Hernandez with the ball for Perry. Over to Briggs. Now Grover for three. It's off the rim. No good. Goes over the top. And it'll be Warsaw ball with just 2:59 left. Perry in command. 79-51. Inbounds pass to Guy. He gives it back to Shoot. Shoot with the ball. Top of the key for Warsaw. Takes it down into the lane. Lost the handle, but gets it back. And worked the ball around the perimeter to Pineda. His shot is off the mark. No good. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Perry ball. Tallman will check back in, and Grover will have a rest. I think he might be done for the night. And it's going to be Yellow Jacket ball. Merritt is going to be replaced by Freeze. I think Merritt might be done for the night. Outstanding effort by Braden Merritt, 18 points. But Perry has been in front throughout, and they have the ball now. Three-pointer is off the rim, no good, and rebound picked up. Tigers get it into the front court. Shoot will go in for the layup, and he will score. Cooper Shoot Now with 18 points in the game, he ties Merritt, the high score for Warsaw. And the Yellow Jackets ball, Briggs will kick it out to Tallman. Skip pass over on the left side, and shot is no good. Hernandez comes up with a loose ball. Now they get it into the lane. Tallman out to Briggs for three. Off the mark, no good. Perry ball again. Tallman with it. Less than 2 minutes left. Now it's Briggs. Kick it out. And it's Hernandez into Briggs. Turn around off the rim. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Perry ball. Just 1:42 left. And the Yellow Jackets on their way to their fourth win in five starts this year. Inbounds pass to Hernandez. Hernandez to Tallman. Around the perimeter to Ferraletto. Now it's Hernandez over to Baker. Ferraletto gets it underneath to Tallman. Back out to Baker. Three-pointer around the rim and out. Rebound is picked off by Freeze. Freeze into the front court. Pass underneath and goes off the hands of Usurov out of bounds. And it will be Perry ball. Just 1:17 left. Inbounds pass comes to Hernandez. Hernandez into the front court for Perry. Kick it over on the left side to Baker. And works the ball around the perimeter. Now they give it to Briggs. Briggs. And pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. Reminder, next broadcast coming your way Monday night. It'll be Letchworth at Perry as the Yellow Jackets will try to make it 5 out of 6 to start the season. Nice start for Coach Phil Wyant's club. Inbounds pass for the Tigers. Get it underneath to Usurov off the glass. No good. Rebound to Freeze. His shot is off the mark. No good. Get the ball back to Pineda. His shot is no good. But we will get a foul call. So it'll be C.K. Pineda going to the line. He'll shoot a couple. The junior. And the foul call will go on Ferraletto for Perry. That is his second. And it's C.K. Pineda. He's has one field goal back in the second quarter. And to add to his total here, he'll have two free throws. First one on the way is no good. He'll have one more. Just 49 seconds left in this one. Second free throw on the way, and it is, I think they're going to say it's a violation. I think Pineda was trying to get a jump on his own free throw, so a violation there, and it's Perry ball. Inbounds pass comes to Tallman. Tallman will bring it into the front court. About a 14-second differential between shot clock and game clock. It's Yellow Jacket ball. It's Tallman with the ball top of the key. Swing it over to Baker. Back to Tallman. Tallman over on the left side to get it to Briggs. And a little too tall for Tallman. Or excuse me, for Hernandez. Goes into the backcourt out of bounds. So it'll be Tigers ball. And one possession here for Warsaw with 27 seconds left. Guy to inbound for the Tigers. Floats it in to shoot. Shoot with the ball on the left side. Three-pointer on the way, and that is good. Three-pointer for Cooper Shute. He has 10 points in the quarter and 21 overall. Tallman bringing the ball into the front court for Perry. I think he's going to be content to dribble it out. It is 79-56. Perry, and that will do it. Your final score, Perry 79, Warsaw 56. We'll be back to take a look at the final scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, Hendrickson's, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
We are back in Warsaw where the Perry Yellow Jackets are victorious over the Warsaw Tigers. Final score 81-56. For Perry leading the way tonight, it was Tyler Harvey with 30 points. John Thomas Grover with 24. 12 points for Parker Tallman. 9 for Isaiah Hernandez. 4 for Lakin Olson. And 2 for Walker Briggs. The Yellow Jackets under Coach Phil Wyatt improved to 4 wins and 1 loss. Tigers under Coach Travis Fenstermaker have now lost their first 5 of the year. They were led in scoring tonight by Cooper Shute with 21, Braden Merritt with 18, Blake Chambers with 6, Jaden Fries with 4, Connor Joy with 3, and C.K. Pineda with 2. Reminder, next broadcast coming your way Monday night. It will be Letchworth at Perry. I'd like to thank Pete back at the studio for getting me on the air. And you've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jack. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.